It's time for your Fortis News Break. I'm Gabriel Hughes, filling in for Jimmy Hicks. Just last week, Elon Musk became the world's first trillionaire after the highly anticipated SpaceX IPO hit the stock market. His net worth only continued to skyrocket, no pun intended, and he's now worth $1.3 trillion a week later. Musk championed another one of his companies, Neuralink, saying they're on the cusp of Jesus-level sort of technologies. The brain-computer interface may give sight to the blind. Musk said you might call them Jesus-level technologies, miracles of science. Well, they may be amazing achievements in tech, but they won't be miraculous, and certainly not Jesus level. The Christian rapper Lecrae said he had a vision of demons laughing when Charlie Kirk was assassinated last September. Lecrae shared on his podcast that he was in Africa at the time, and after seeing footage of Kirk's death, he said, "The room turned purple, and I heard what to me was the voice of demons laughing. It was like an instant, then the room went back to regular color." The assassination of Charlie Kirk was certainly demonic, and we don't need visions of demons laughing in purple rooms to know that. A teenage girl in Oklahoma is left brain dead after participating in a viral social media challenge. The teen, whose name is Leah, wanted to become TikTok famous, her father said, so she took part in the Benadryl challenge, which involves trying to stay awake and getting high by consuming excessive amounts of the allergy medication. She did this 4 times until suffering a seizure that left her brain dead. The family says they aren't giving up yet. They're still praying for a miracle. Last week, officials in Connecticut confirmed 3 children overdosed on diphenhydramine, the active ingredient in Benadryl. Parents, beware of what's influencing your kids. As the United States is celebrating 250 years as a nation, one family is reflecting upon the impact made by their father. Matthew Rothert Sr., born in 1904, was a furniture maker and coin collector. One Sunday at his Presbyterian church in Chicago, as the offering plate was being passed, he got an idea for "In God We Trust" to be minted on American currency. That was in 1953, and by 55, a bill was on the desk of President Dwight D. Eisenhower following an unusually swift bipartisan effort. The next year, Congress unanimously voted to approve "In God We Trust" as the national motto. Rothert's daughter Alice was a junior in high school when the job was finished. She told the Christian Post, "It was just God's timing, and God was in control. It was just amazing." Can you imagine Congress working together to accomplish something like that today? As Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." This has been your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Go to fortisinstitute.org. Subscribe to Fortis News on whatever podcast app you like to use. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.